You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. Senses not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number 3, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show, and we come to you at this time every Sunday night, and this segment is brought to you by both Renaissance Precious Metals. For all your precious metals need, your hedge against inflation, your hedge against disaster. Call Steve Quayle tomorrow at 406-586-4842. Again, that is 406-586-4842. And for your food storage needs, go to foodforliberty.com/Hodges. 6 months, same as cash. foodforliberty.com/Hodges. Well, Steve, I'm getting a lot of questions here from people on email, and they're asking me to ask you about the nature of warfare. Now, I, like I said, you may not necessarily think that we have to go into martial law, but let's just start when the shooting starts. I think with all the Russian soldiers we have in our country, and the Chinese also, and also on the periphery with the Chinese, I think we're looking at fairly quick occupation of this country, and the war is going to very quickly shift to the lower 48. How do you see it playing out? Let's put both scenarios up on the table.
Okay, I want to read this from my federal law enforcement guy. This is off my alert, okay? And then I'll go right into your answer, or into your question. Jade Helm Extended from Federal LEO, look at his background. Steve, from my special operations background, mercenary background, and now federal law enforcement background, I would suggest you weaken the enemy in every way possible before you have coordinated attacks on it. PSYOPs is what's going on right now. The NFL, presidential debates, a pending war in Syria with Russia, and ISIS, civil war looming in the country, the Pope's visit for peace, or for whatever he calls his deception, conspiracy theories out the wazoo, biblical prophecies coming true, and so on and so forth. Now, here's what he says. This is an answer to what you're asking. Soon, mass hysteria will overtake this country, and the president will swoop in as our savior with more promises how to fix things. I think this is what we are facing now and will be through December. We are still too strong to be attacked, but it's coming. The Gog-Magog war is building. Look at how many coalitions are now fighting ISIS right now in Syria. And by the way, he wrote this before China showed up with their aircraft carrier today or yesterday. And almost every country in there has problems with the other. I honestly thought that this would happen this month, but we still have a few days left, and we may very well see a Red October. Now, look, I can't get any better intel than this. That individual is a Christian. People can take it to the Lord. Here's what Angel says. I'm sorry, Deborah. She said, Steve, Jade Helm was probably used to put military assets in place. Absolutely. We will probably know what it's like to have the United Nations military in our country like some countries in Africa. If you are taking this country down as they believe, as you and I both believe they are, they will call in the United Nations. Who are the top-ranking members on the Security Council? Russia and China, right? Outside of us? Well, guess what? They're already here. So when people say, I think they're still looking for tanks to come across the border from Canada, they're all here. They're already in place, okay? The question is, again, if Susan or anybody else wants to challenge you, Dave, or me, or whoever, then let them them write a rebuttal based on facts. Let them explain all the military movement. Let them explain the United Nations vehicles. I believe that the powers that be have decided to absolutely destroy all nation states. That's why the false prophet was here, talking about a universal currency, talking about a global God, not Jesus, not the God of the Bible. And yet, where is the outrage from the puke pits? By the way, a puke pits is a pulpit that's lukewarm, okay? I just took the words of Jesus that he'd rather have them hot or cold, and if they're not either, he's going to vomit them out of his mouth. So I just basically combined two words. So when I say a puke pit, that is a basic statement of mine to define the cowards in the pulpit that will more than willingly betray the flock. So I believe it's going to happen concurrently. And look, let's look at what's in place, okay? Look at all the gangs that are across the narco cartel. Look at their involvement with the intelligence agencies. Look at the 66, that's an interesting thing, isn't it, Dave? 66 challenges so far in the year 2015 from the Russians on our borders, okay? And actual overflights. Look, they were all the way over Great Britain until Great Britain made a feeble attempt to scramble aircraft. And today, on the London Daily Mail, Britain's trying to pass a law to get rid of their nuclear weapons. I'll tell you what, we are living in what I would call this. If people don't get the basis of the New World Order, let me make it as simple as I could ever pray to make it. Out with the old, in with the new. That means every border, every culture, every language, everything has to go away that gave nations their separate identity and their uniqueness to be brought into this homogenized hell called the New World Order. And it was Warburg. You know, there were other people that quoted him, but he said, by consent or by conquest, there will be a New World Order. That's why the old monetary system has to go. That's why the old-time religion has to go. That's why Jesus has to go. And guess what? Jesus is the only one that ever told us all this stuff in the time and the order. So people go, I don't believe in Jesus. Well, yada, we just told you who showed up in America. He just showed you the false prophet who's going to give his power unto the beast. They need World War III. And so when you ask me what's going to trigger it, I believe every report you have written about, whether it's the Russian troops here, there, or anywhere, the Chinese here, there, or anywhere, all the reports of all the foreign troops here, there, or anywhere, and last count I knew, there were 80 different nations represented at the closed military bases. You remember when we used to write about and talk about this, that they said, well, where do they put all these foreign troops? In the 100 military bases that Bush Sr. closed down, and all of those were built during the Cold War, and they have vast and massive underground facilities and the ability to travel between them. The idea, remember when they shut down the communications on the entire East Coast for the month of September and told all military to turn off their transponders, and the AOPA, Pilots Association, came out. That's an organization. I can't think of what it stands for right now. But the point is, and said, look, what's going on? This has never gone on in history. Or the radar goes down for 12 hours, and we get reports that literally the biggest transport planes in the world are landing all over the country. So when you say, when does this start? It's already underway, Dave. It's already underway. Everything that needs to happen, forgive me, all the equipment that needs to happen just is waiting for the go signal or the event. And I believe the event could be the economic crash. I believe the event could be a major quake. And I believe they're generated, by the way, just as I do the Fukushima. And if people think you're going to get the truth on Fox News, look at Fukushima. The greatest, and I don't believe it was a cause of nature. I believe that was a tsunami bomb. I personally watched videos, and you can see them too on YouTube, of something in the clouds putting four beams into the reactor. Now they're saying that, guess what? They don't know where all those materials went except down into the earth. They have basically killed the Pacific Ocean, killed it, mutants. And now the people are showing mutagenic properties, kids and everybody on the West Coast. And pretty soon, a third of the lifeless sea. Does that mean literally every last creature to equal one third? I believe that day is coming. It may not be there now, but the fishermen. So we're seeing, and in September, we're seeing a coming together of so many horrific events. And by the way, what will our critics say when they can't go on their computer and bitch, and that's what it is, complain feverishly? And you know, I get more flack over using that word than people will protest about their brethren being beheaded. That's the anomaly. So to answer your question, Dave, it's underway. It's happening now. Are you there? Hello?
I am here.
I'm
having trouble with my equipment, Steve. Steve, I just faded out. Can you get? Do you have me now, Todd? Hello? We should be on. I'm going to go forward, Steve, like we're on. I lost the signal there for a minute. Can you just recap what you just said?
Well, I don't think I could do that again. But look, you asked me the question. It's already underway. The troops are here.
Again. I'm sorry. Let me do something here. This is live radio. Okay. Am I coming through okay now? Okay. I'm getting the message. We hear you. Okay, Steve.
Okay. Well, again, the question, see, everybody's waiting for that transient and that momentary big explosion, but it's kind of like a piranha. A piranha doesn't eat you in a single mouthful. The herd, or the school of piranha, actually a herd is a better answer, you know, because it explains the mentality of the United States, but the school of piranha, what do? They all take bites out, okay? They take bites out, then they withdraw, then they come in and take bites. We are under a piranha-like attack in this country. The materials are already here. I don't know if you heard me or if we were on the air, but 100 military bases plus were given over, primarily closed under George Bush Sr., but they were occupied by the foreign troops. I think, as I said, I think there are 80 nations who have military men and materiel here, quote, under training exercises. I also said that Russia had 66 intrusions into U.S. airspace. People forget they caused the Donald S. Cook to go completely dead with, I think it was a MiG-21, one of their older jets with newer weapons technology. I believe that was Putin's signal. Look, back off, back off, back off. They caused one of our nuclear submarines to basically, they forced it to surface. Look, we're seeing the taking down of our triad. Then you said before, earlier in the show, that we now are going to release the army of 40,000 more troops. And then what was the final nail in the coffin of U.S. military? Pointing a civilian gay guy? Talk about a morality. Again, if I were in the Russian high command, I would absolutely be laughing my butt off. Do you understand why I'm saying that?
Yes, I do. In fact, Putin comes at this a whole lot differently than we do. There is no compromise when it comes to the military.
Sure, and he knows one thing, and so does China. If they don't stop ISIS, it's going to spill into there and spill onto their borders, okay? So they're going to deal with the root of the problem, and it's not lost on them that the United States, this is a war, ultimately, that will lead to a world war. Again, Putin's not moving crap into the Middle East. He's moving the best stuff that Russia produces. And when it comes to high-energy physics and the electromagnetic weapons, the Russians have some amazing stuff. If I tell the truth, that doesn't mean I'm praising. I'm just saying you're crazy not to see what's going on. And so what do we get? We get continual attack on the military, their beliefs, especially if they're Christians. Anybody who, 300-plus admirals, generals, guys who could make a difference all out, you know? What about the, so I can tell you this, Jesus said, let your yeas be yea and your nays be nay. For any more than that proceedeth out of sin. That goes back to the original fallen angels. Most people don't know this, but that goes back to the fallen angels who bound themselves by an oath to rebel against God together. That's what Jesus was referring to. But what about all those guys who took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Well, 350,000 of them are dead. Another, 800,000 or 900,000 even now are waiting for treatment. You know, and to my critics, I say, you be responsible for every soul that may have heard Jesus Christ on this show or on Dave's show, or ask questions that you guys are sending to hell, because people don't know who to listen to. And by the grace of God, you know, is we're there. We're at that point. So I hope I'm answering your question, Dave. And when they say, well, when is the economy going to fail? It's already failing. There's no real markets. The guys who have made their life and their billions in the real markets, that there is no real market. It's all fraud. Well, they're going to raise interest rates or lower them. They're going to leave them, and they're going to print money like it's doomsday, because it is doomsday. And again, because it's not, it's like this. Well, I don't believe anything's going to happen because I'm still alive. Say that the day you're facing a muzzle in the mouth. Say that the day that, you know, you have no more food to feed your kids. You know, the food ability of this nation, come on, take the Central Valley of California, look at the drought, look at what's happening, take all across the country, every food source is under attack. You really think that you're going to be able to live like you've lived? And that's what I'm saying. The attack is already underway. Everything has turned against us. Go read Deuteronomy 28. The first, 15, 18 verses are a blessing, but go to the last part of Deuteronomy. Everything after that follows a curse from turning away from God. And the scripture says, woe unto that nation that forgets God. We have forgotten God. People say, God bless America. I say, he won't. He can't. Well, what about 2 Chronicles 7:14? I got saved 42 years ago, Dave, 43 years ago now, and that saved means coming to know Jesus. Then Jimmy and Carol Owens had a movement going across the country, If My People, based on 2 Chronicles 7:14. It may have bought us time, but we're right where the prophets said we would be. And everything is in place. I don't know the trigger, but I do know this. If people are not taking us seriously, they don't have take it to God. I tell people that, but at least let the critics write a fact-based, non-ad hominem attack, and if they make a point, I'll be the first to admit they're right, okay? And basically the point is, none of that stuff that Hodges quailed, InfoWars is coming to pass. Well, number one, I want to know what your GS rating is, government payroll. Number two, one of my critics was observed, listen to this, having multiple military personnel going in and out of his house, staying for 5 minutes. One of my biggest critics. What would that tell you, Dave, if one of your biggest critics, that someone said, you know, I know where this guy lives, and I've watched military guys, buzz hair, go in with dossiers, leave, and they're only there for 5 minutes. What would that tell you?
Now they're bugging your house and they're looking for stuff.
Well, not only that, but they're maybe informing you if they know that
I'm sorry, I misunderstood your question, Steve.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, Steve, you know how you tell a troll when they write to you by email or they criticize you on their own website and they have nothing of substance? They don't attack what you say, they attack you.
Yep. Well, that's an ad hominem attack, and I guess that's what Jesus was. And look, I'm not there yet, Dave. I still get incredibly frustrated. I get incredibly upset, you know. But you know what still hurts the most? You want to know what hurts the most? Is the people that kiss your ass, and I'm sorry for using that kind of language, and have on Friday, and they chew it off on Sunday. As long as you tell them what they want to hear, or they can say, amen, Brother Dave, amen, Steve, the minute you go against their common thought, man, they are cannibalizing you, and they don't even wait to, you know, season you. They just got to skewer you. I'll tell you this. I remember saying this on the air years ago. I said, the things that will destroy the freedom movement and the information movement and the ability to take back this country will be jealousy, envy, and the third column coming from those who claim. I said it 25 years ago. When Christians are killed, murdered, slaughtered, turned over to the hand of the enemy, it will be religious people doing it. It's what they did to Jesus. The servant is no greater than master. It's what they're going to do to us. And they're already doing us, okay? Remember this. Slander, gossip, character assassination, it's like a bullet. Once you drop the hammer, that bullet can never be recalled. I hope I'm not dealing with another case of that, but it appears that one of my friends who I considered a friend, is now broken off communication with me. That means he's either been threatened with his job or, you know, somebody or something's gotten to him. So, you know, to the person who I just sent you an email, thank you for everything you've shared. And if that's the case, God bless you. I wish you the best. So there we are, Dave. I think we're at 5 minutes from the bottom of the hour. May the people that say they love you, if they can't ball up, man up, stand up, and speak up and say, you know what? I'm tired of your attack on Hodges and Quayle. What have you done? You know, what have you done? How many people, you claim to be Christians? How many people have you won to the Lord? You claim to be atheists? Okay, then why do you even listen to Hodges and Quayle? What, cheap entertainment? No, I'll tell you what it is, and I asked the Lord that. Take this to the Lord in prayer, you skeptical hounds of hell. I said, Lord, why? Why do I have to go on doing this? And he said, as a testimony against them. They may hate me, they do. They may slander me, always. They may put me down. And by the way, I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I'm just telling the people we live in. And please, don't send Dave or I those syrupy things. Oh, blessed are you when all men speak evil of you. And then sign it anonymous. What's wrong with that picture, Dave, you know?
Oh,
they want us to be spoken of evil, but they sure won't stand up for the God they claim to be the representative of. I tell you this, it's no time for cowards, yet that is the order of the day. You know?
This is the biggest challenge that we will have ever faced. It's right here on our doorstep. You're not going to have to wait long for it to completely engulf this nation and every family in it. Steve, we're out of time, and as usual, you have captivated my entire audience. I so appreciate your time. You're so generous with it. God bless you, Steve, for coming on.
Thanks, Dave. Blessings to you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com. And again, I push the gold thing. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. You want money to spend after the collapse comes? Well, I'd suggest you get a hold of Steve tomorrow at 406-586-4842. Well, we're coming up on our break here, and let me bring in Katie real quick. Katie, are you there?
I am, Dave. How are you?
Okay, all right. You're a little faint, but... yeah, I didn't think we'd get through this show without someone tampering with us here. Well, that was really bizarre because I could not hear anything going on for a while. And then I heard Steve and he couldn't hear me. Just freaky stuff. But anyway, I want to take this opportunity to let everybody know Katie's got a really exciting health segment coming up in just a moment, right before the break. And to tell you, I want to tell you about next week's show because we'll probably run tight to the top of the hour. And next week's show, we're going to have on Natural News, Mike Adams. I don't even know, Katie, if you knew that, but Mike is coming on next week. And we're also in the second hour have on James White, my broadcast partner on Red List News. And we're going to, well, let's just say it this way. The shows get more and more curiouser. And that's all I'm going to say about next week. Anyway, we're going to break. When we come back, it'll be time for Katie's health report. Well, very quickly, I wanted to just remind everybody, and I mentioned this in the lead-up to the break, Red List News is your news source 5 days a week, 10 to 12 minutes of your time. Jim and I got the idea of doing this because we know that people don't have unlimited time in many cases to sit down and just read vast amounts of articles. And I can get a little wordy. Sometimes I'm up there 1,600, 1,800, 2,000 words. And I understand that, and Jim understands that. And so we decided to put together Red List News at redlistnews.com and the YouTube channel by the same name because we wanted to prepare something that people could listen to over about a 10 to 12 minute period and get a really good cross-section of the daily issues, things affecting us today. So again, to be a part of that, to listen to that, you go to redlistnews.com. And I also want to talk about my friends at Before It's News, and we're working out the technical issues that our friends at Before It's News is going to actually pick up and sponsor Red List News. And Before It's News is citizen journalism at its best. The average person on the street is an author. Of course, if articles are going to stay up there very long, they've got to have some poll because they leave those articles up based on the amount of readability that they get. And I'm a proud contributor at Before It's News. So beforeitsnews.com, one of the biggest websites on the net. And again, for your food storage needs. And I think you know that the day's coming that you're going to wish you had this. foodforliberty.com/Hodges. And we now have 6 months, same as cash. That's right. You don't owe anything till the end of 6 months. Same as cash. No interest for those 6 months. What a deal. foodforliberty.com/Hodges. Well, let me bring in my friend, my colleague, and my health advisor, who, if we got to speak more this week, she would have probably kicked my butt over my dietary revelations last week, Katie Whalen. And Katie, what's up on the docket? Because I know you probably have a lot to go through, and I don't want to get in your way, so quickly introduce it, and let's get right down to it.
Sounds good. Well, first of all, I'm excited about Mike Adams coming on. That is it. That's terrific.
He's one of my favorite guys, too.
And it's the first time he's been on since I've been on the show. So.
Oh, really? No, I think we had... When did you join us, Katie?
In January. So I have not been on...
You might have had a week off, because we've had Mike on in the spring.
Okay.
Early spring. And I think... And I had him on last September.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're going to get him on a lot more. Mike and Jim White and I are actually doing some joint ventures together. Nothing I can really talk about yet, but we're going to combine forces in certain areas, and I think we're going to do a lot of good for a lot of people. And we're really, really happy to be a part of what Mike Adams is doing. We're going to have him on more often, I promise you.
He's doing great work. He's
not only
covering health, he's covering lots of different kinds of news, but I have a natural news story tonight. So he's one of my main sources. So folks, go to naturalnews.com. A lot of information that comes out of that site. Great information. But what I want to start with tonight for my health report, it's kind of playing off what you and Steve were talking about in terms of what's coming and just the craziness, everything's upside down and what to expect. Last week we did a story about psychiatrists calling belief in God to be a mental disorder. Turns out it was a faux story. However, I'm going to add that my belief is that life imitates not art, but leftist bloggers who post and project what is coming.
So, that's good, Katie. You caught me off guard with that. That's a great line.
Life imitates leftist bloggers who project what's coming with the intent to desensitize the masses for the full unveiling down the road. So stay tuned. How many people out there thought, wow, that just falls in line with what's coming? Who knows? But that's my take
Katie,
on it.
Let me interject something here very quickly.
Sure.
We need to get Pastor Walter Mansfield on the show. I dialogued with Pastor Mansfield last December. He was one of the early recruits into the clergy response team. And these would be pastors that would go into FEMA camps where you'd have civilian detainees who were there for the wrong belief systems. And he detailed for me, and I wrote an article about it, and the article went viral, but he detailed for me the training he went through as part of being in the clergy response team. He was told, quote unquote, and he gave me documentation to this effect, and I have published it on my website, thecommonsenseshow.com. He gave me documentation that showed that they, as Christian pastors, were not allowed to use the word Jesus or invoke the Bible. And the rationale that was given by DHS, the authors of this manual, basically said that Christianity has been used too many times in the past to subjugate harm and be hurtful to people, so it's better off if you just try to comfort them without bringing in Jesus or the Bible. I kid you not, Katie. You remember that article, and when you reported that last week, you know what? The story may have been a false flag story, but it's reflective of the view that DHS and FEMA have towards Christians.
That's why I don't think it's a fake story. It's a fake story that will play out. And just like Hollywood, just like everything else, they will always project what's coming, and they'll present it as entertainment or a crazy story to desensitize us, to make us think, oh, that's insane. But the seeds have already been planted. So that's why I said stay tuned. Anyway, hat tip to Anne from upstate New York who brought that to my attention. Thank you, Anne. So my first story is, big pharma company buys patent rights to life-saving drug and raises price by 5,000%. Mm. Did you catch this story?
I did see that.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Mm-hmm. So, activistpost.com, Andrew Emmett, editor's note, he starts out saying, even if you're against all synthetic drugs and feel they should never be taken under any circumstances, this type of criminality that you're about to read and lack of basic decency typifies the sordid state of big pharma healthcare. This is what I try to drill each week about getting healthy and staying healthy yourself. So after purchasing the rights to a drug that prevents infections in people with weakened immune systems, including AIDS patients and cancer survivors undergoing chemotherapy, a pharmaceutical company has raised the price of the drug by 5,000%. You heard that correct. Instead of paying $13.50 per pill, patients with life-threatening illnesses are now forced to pay $750 per pill. So led by a former hedge fund manager, Turing Pharmaceuticals was founded by Martin, was it Shkreli? After his first startup...
I thought you were going to call him who he really is. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dave. Who is that?
I can't say that on the air. I mean, George Carlin used to call it one of the seven dirty words you can't say on television.
Oh, yes, that's what I thought. I thought, what am I hearing here?
Okay.
Well, that's probably what I was thinking, and I couldn't pronounce it. So, after his first startup biotech company, Retrofin, ousted him last year amid accusations of stock impropriety. Shortly after founding Turing Pharmaceuticals, Shkreli secured the exclusive rights to sell Daraprim, which helps prevent malaria and treats toxoplasmosis. According to the CDC, toxoplasmosis is the second most common foodborne disease and can easily infect people whose immune systems have been weakened by AIDS, chemotherapy, or even pregnancy. So according to, or approximately 60 million people in the U.S. carry the toxoplasma parasite. That's a lot of people. Exposed to the parasite can occur by eating undercooked meat, cooking with contaminated knives and boards, drinking water, or coming in contact with infected cat feces. So blah, 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 the story goes on, but it said, instead of addressing the inordinate price hike, Turing Pharmaceutical sent out a press release on Friday acknowledging, quote, that some healthcare facilities have encountered challenges securing Daraprim for patients diagnosed with toxoplasmosis. Mm-hmm. Although Turing Pharmaceuticals is claiming compassion for all, that's my note. The trouble patients have in accessing the product is due to the recent price gouging. Even patients whose insurance plans require them to cover 20% of the cost still have to pay at least $150 per pill. Oh. I mean, that's pretty much a death sentence. Yeah, I know. Nowhere in the press release does Turing Pharmaceuticals justify raising the cost of the drug by 5,000%. Instead of displaying an ounce of compassion for patients with life-threatening diseases, pregnant mothers, and organ donor recipients, this Mr. Shkreli appears to be running Turing Pharmaceuticals like a reckless hedge fund manager. My notes. So there you have it, Big Pharma in a nutshell. It's an industry, ladies and gentlemen. The bottom line, Big Money, Inc. And you can read the full outrage from my blog, theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com. I'm going to post that later tonight or tomorrow morning at the latest. But if your friends are wondering why all the talk about Big Pharma, this is a classic example that it is a business. It is an industry. It's not so much focused on healthcare. The individual doctors, the individual nurses, yes. But the industry as a whole, the pharmaceutical industry, mm-mm. Now, I have a counter story. You're going to love this one, Dave. And now a little payback to Big Pharma, courtesy once again from Activist Post. The police department just challenged Big Pharma and won. This is a terrific story. Heather Callahan. Ready for a positive police story? Where will it lead? You decide. Yesterday, I reported at Natural Blaze that a Gloucestershire? I've never been there. Massachusetts Police Department, fed up with Big Pharma, posted the top five CEO salaries and emails online. Is this great? Their Facebook status erupted with cheers in the comments and many shares. The department bemoaned the city's drug problem and took aim at Big Pharma's role in creating addiction through prescription opioid painkillers. The Big Pharma salaries were as follows. Okay, listen closely, ladies and gentlemen. Eli Lilly, John Lechleiter, $14.48 million, and it posts his phone number and his email. Abbott Labs, Miles D. White, $17.7 million, again, his email and phone number. Merck, Kenneth C. Frazier, $25 million plus a cool private jet. Johnson & Johnson, Alex Gorsky, $20.38 million, and Pfizer's Ian Reed at $23.3 million.
Do you have all their phone numbers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's on the site.
You know what? We need to do a segment where we call them up.
Interesting. Okay.
We need to call them at home. And, I know it's a little late on the East Coast, but that's okay. They're making enough money. They can get by. They can sleep in. They can afford it. But I think we ought to have a segment where I call them up and, you know, basically Common Sense Show wants to know. And we'll ask them what the discrepancy is or the wage gap between what they make and what their assembly people make. In other words, their product producers. And we'll also ask them about their product markup and how they determine that. And I think we ought to do that. We'll just come in without warning, though. We don't want anyone to call them and warn them.
But yeah, do you think it's ethical for someone, a patient who has a life-threatening illness, to have to pay $750 per pill? Do you think that's an ethical thing to do?
Do you have that guy's phone number?
I have all of them. There's five of them. So I have them
all. Let's make it a point to call him next week.
Okay.
And we'll ask him. We'll ask him that question, okay?
Yeah.
We'll make it a point.
Okay. Sounds good to me. We have them all here. So the story goes on to say, this police department urged people to politely press the CEOs about their company's role in the statistics that 80% of the drug addiction starts with gateway legal painkillers. Indeed, the FDA just approved opiate use for children, even though states where medical marijuana is legal have seen a 25% drop in painkiller deaths. I covered that story several months ago. It was from CNN. And a major review last year found that pharmaceutical painkillers cause more deaths than cocaine and heroin combined. Great question. They were inundated with phone calls and emails, so much so that someone from Pfizer called to meet with them, and people following the page are awaiting the results. Drawing more cheers, the chief wrote, "This is not because of us, this is because of you," meaning the people that participated in this. Addiction is a disease. No way we are arresting someone who comes in for help. No way we are judging anyone. So previously, Gloucester drew national attention with their Angel Initiative that would help not harm or imprison people seeking help with addiction. This is a great story because it just shows a police department did this. I mean, that took guts. You know, that took guts. And then the people got involved. They had an avenue to express outrage, and it worked. The people from Pfizer responded. So how about if we check, since Pfizer responded, maybe we could go after Johnson & Johnson, Merck, Abbott Labs, or Eli Lilly. You take your pick. We'll get in touch this week, Dave, and pick and choose what we're going to do. Does that sound good? Okay.
Sounds great.
Okay. And the story...
We did that on the show once before. Let me say this, Katie.
You did a live call.
We helped a lady in Michigan with CPS. And we knew we'd probably get their... it was a business line. And we knew we'd probably get their voicemail. But we made them hide under their desk. And she got her kid back.
Now they answered the phone live?
No. But they ran for cover. The lady who we were representing by the call from the show... She got heavily chastised. So we called her again right there on the air. I was hosting an afternoon show, and at the time I was guest hosting for someone. And we called her on the air, and we got her. And I think crucifixion would be too kind of a term. I let her have it. And the lady ended up getting her kid back. And I told her, I said, all the things we were going to expose. And so, you know, it was just kind of the lead up to what we did with Monica Weselowski and getting her boy Dylan back. We had lots of practice leading up to that. So,
and sincerely,
I like doing that.
If we go into this just wanting information, just sincerely, like the police chief said, what is your ethical reasoning? What is your justification? Can you give us the bottom line, what the costs are? What is the necessity of raising a price of a drug, a life-saving drug, 5,000%? Do you have the numbers? Do you have any numbers? Can you give us, crunch some numbers for that? You know, just go in with the facts. See what happens.
Yeah,
good
you're
one,
exactly
huh?
right. But, you know, this is just mind-boggling. They're putting death sentences out. You know, there's actually, in any introduction to sociology book, Sociology 101, there is always this one case in there that represents what we call Kohlberg stage theory of morality, which is probably the most famous theory of morality that's out there. And the lead up to that is to have people engage in a scenario, hypothetical scenario, in which they have a druggist who's invented a cure for cancer. A husband has a wife who's dying from that kind of cancer, but he can't raise the funds to pay the exorbitant price. And this the husband goes through a whole bunch of rigmarole to try to negotiate with the druggist, but it's either money up front or nothing, kind of like our managed care systems mm-hmm. today. And the exercise is about, they ask the person, well, should the husband have stolen the money and what should happen to him? So there are six levels of moral development, and your answer will fall somewhere on that scheme. What's interesting, this is exactly the same kind of problem that appears in every sociology book.
Yes.
And
yes.
These people are no more than robber baron scum, and I really think they belong in jail because they're complicit to murder.
They are, and that is one aspect of it. Another aspect of it that doesn't make sense to me is, taking this down the rabbit hole, if they're not selling these, obviously the insurance companies are going to pick up the tab, but at some point doesn't everybody just run out of money? I mean, isn't this such an outrageous percentage hike that it's beyond not making sense? There's something else behind this. Am I making sense to you?
They may see what Steve was talking about tonight at the end of the road, and they're trying to cash in while they still can.
Yes, if the money's out there. If this is going to bankrupt the insurance companies, it's going to cause people not to be able to pay for insurance. So at some point, so you think they're just grabbing everything recklessly and crazy as much as they can? They've gone out of their mind. Is that what you're thinking?
You know, that's the one thing that would make a little bit of sense here, yes. I'm not saying that's exactly what it is. I mean, at the bottom rung of this, we're dealing with low-life, immoral characters who care about buying their kid another Porsche, and they don't care how many people they kill. We need to get Linda Pino back on the show. She was in the Michael Moore movie, Sicko, and she gave congressional testimony. And Linda, and I've had her on the show several years ago, and I've talked to her since that time a number of times. And Linda wrecked her medical career because she was a medical reviewer for Humana, and she denied a heart transplant because they had a standard denial rate of 10%, and they paid bonuses for every case that they denied. And she walked by a statue in Humana, and she went into accounting and said, how much did that statue cost us? And they said $2.5 million. And she realized that she saved Humana $250,000 by denying this heart transplant, and that patient died. She told that story to Congress. Today, Linda teaches health for Allied Health. No managed care practice will touch her. No group practice will touch her. This effectively ended her medical career because she had the courage to stand up and call these scumbags mm-hmm. exactly what they are, mass murderers who withhold treatment so they can make more money while people die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had a moral compass, and there's just not enough of them. Well, I'm looking forward to next week then. How's that? I have a story that I picked out just for you, Dave. Okay, the next story.
Thank you, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is this part B from last week?
Yes.
I knew it. I knew it.
Okay, what happens in the hour after you eat a Big Mac? You ready to hear it? This is really
God, I'm glad they don't have pay toilets anymore. Go ahead, what happens?
So, I first got this story from Medical News Today, and then it linked to fastfoodmenuprice.com, where you can get the chart. But you can also go to my blog and find this. So, with more than 36,000 restaurants around the globe, chances are you've eaten at a McDonald's at one point or another, and many of you are likely to have indulged in one of the chain's most popular offerings, the Big Mac. It goes without saying that although tasty, the Big Mac is not the healthiest food option. And now a new infographic claims to show exactly what this world-famous sandwich does to our body within an hour of eating it. A Big Mac contains 540 calories, 25 grams of fat. Consuming this sandwich alone without the fries and soda that often accompany it make up 25% of an adult's daily recommended caloric intake, over 40% of the recommended daily fat intake. So I'm going to jump right ahead to the first hour. Okay, pay attention, Dave. First 10 minutes. Our brains evolved during a time when food was scarce, so we become adept at choosing high-calorie foods. A regular Big Mac with cheese and sauce contains the 540 calories, raises your blood sugar to abnormal levels. Junk food triggers your brain's reward system by releasing a surge of feel-good chemicals such as the neurotransmitter dopamine, which induce feelings of pleasure. This process works in a similar way to that of drugs such as cocaine and contributes to the likelihood of compulsive eating. After 20 minutes, addictive sugars. Did you know that a Big Mac bun contains high levels of high fructose corn syrup and sodium? Now, this article doesn't even mention GMOs. This just goes into the typical chemical makeup, but not the GMOs. So put that on top of all this, and you want to stay as far away from this as possible. But the bun contains high levels of high fructose corn syrup and sodium. Both ingredients are addictive and therefore make your body crave more of them. These ingredients are also harmful and can cause obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. After 30 minutes, sodium attack on the body. The Big Mac contains 970 milligrams of sodium. This huge amount of salt can result in dehydration, which symptoms can closely mimic those of hunger. It's easy for dehydration to trick you into thinking you need to go back for another helping of Big Macs. Ingesting too much sodium makes it hard for your kidneys to excrete salt. To try and flush the excess salt out of your system, your body then draws water from surrounding tissue. This fluid buildup means that your heart must work harder to pump blood. This causes high blood pressure and can ultimately lead to heart disease and stroke. I'm not even done. I'm still at the 40-minute mark, and I'm thinking if people are doing McDonald's and fast food 3, 4, 5 days a week, I'm amazed we're living as long as we are. So after 40 minutes, you're craving more. Do you ever still feel hungry after just having eaten a Big Mac or a Taco Bell, Dave, or a pizza? I added that myself. This is because you have lost control of blood sugar, making you crave even more fast food. The first time you consume a high-calorie meal, your insulin response can reduce your glucose levels, making you want to eat more food. After 60 minutes, slow digestion. Normally, the body takes 24 to 72 hours to digest food. However, hamburgers take a lot more time to digest because they are greasier. It can take more than 3 days to fully digest a Big Mac. We are talking major toxic sludge. It also takes.
But that's a good thing. See, that's the gift that keeps on giving.
We're not.
I mean, aren't you going to feel stupid, Katie, being in a hospital room when you're really old, not knowing what you're dying from?
Oh well, I'm not going to go in that scenario. Hopefully, okay. Praise the Lord. It takes approximately 51 days to digest trans fat. A Big Mac contains 1.5 grams of trans fat. Different studies have proven that trans fats can be linked to heart disease, obesity, cancer, and diabetes. If you want to enjoy a Big Mac, try to keep it an occasional indulgence. The burger's ingredients can cause serious harm to your body, especially when consumed on a regular basis. and then my notes, what they don't mention is the, like I said, the GMO ingredients. So knock yourself out, literally, by eating as many Big Macs as you can.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Katie, I don't, it's okay, I don't eat Big Macs.
Well,
now, if you start talking
like
about
that.
Whopper Juniors, I would have been worried.
It's the same thing. It's the oh, he is now, ladies and gentlemen, justifying. There's a difference between a Whopper and a Big Mac. Okay.
Well, it's like saying, yeah, I don't take cocaine, but I do use speed. I understand, Katie.
I know. Mm-hmm. So I have one more story, but we don't have a whole lot of time. I can run through it real quick. And this is good stuff. This is, I'm going to end with some good stuff. This is from Natural News, Mike Adams. 11 natural powerful antibiotics hiding in your kitchen, and I'm going to run through them real quick. Oil of oregano. Yes, it's a bacteria killer. Echinacea. It's treats a wide variety of infections. Extra virgin coconut oil. It's an antimicrobial, antifungal. Cayenne pepper, also known as capsicum. It has amazing antibiotic effects and healing powers. Garlic, which is an amazing antibiotic. Turmeric root, part of the ginger family. Again, it's a great antibiotic, antibacterial. Ginger. These all have antibacterial properties. Manuka honey, which is terrific. I take a teaspoon of manuka honey. It's very expensive. It's about, oh my gosh, $20 for 4 to 5 ounces, but it comes from New Zealand. It is fantastic. And raw apple cider vinegar, which is an antibiotic, antiseptic. Cabbage, it's a powerful antibiotic. And onions, same thing. It prevents, onions prevent cancer. They kill they destroy free radicals, remove them. So there's a lot of wonderful things, but I'm going to have all these things, all these articles up on my blog.
So. See, that's okay. If you have onions on your Whopper Jr., you're okay.
Yeah, those
genetically has a counterbalancing
modified
effect, right?
Onions. Yeah, the genetically modified onions. So you're doing a little good and a whole lot of bad.
Okay. Well, we'll have to ask Mike that. I think he'll break the tie, and somehow I think I'm going to lose. You know, Katie, I really don't eat that much of it, but I haven't had a Big Mac, I think, since I've been a teenager. Although I did like the special sauce.
I haven't either. I don't even do, no, I can't go there. I will go out once a month and eat a little bit of, maybe some French fries from Wendy's if I'm dying, but that's it. That's it.
Okay, so I won't say hypocrite, but good time to end the show.
All right, sounds
so
good.
I see that, Katie. It's a case of rules for thee, but not for me.
Oh,
okay.
Now stop.
All right, when I come to Colorado this summer, I'm going to buy you a McDonald's ice cream cone.
Oh,
enough
good.
Said. Anyway, folks, we are out of time, and I want to thank Steve Quayle for being so generous with his time. That was a marathon, and thanks for your patience with our technical difficulties. Please visit our sponsors, and join us next week when our guests will be Mike Adams and Jim White. Promise to be a great show. Thanks for joining us. Go out and have a great week. God bless.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.